and they probably retail for about $1,500, and they're going for $175. That's just one of the lots of great bargains you can find here. You can feel the excitement in this room because there are some major shoppers here who know exactly what they're doing. Some of them are first-timers. Some of them have been coming here for a long, long time. Look at this guy. He's got like an armful of stuff. Tell me.
And it's happening.
You like my arm? What are you getting?
Tons of fucking sequins.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. And we will let you go now. So we're here live in Goodwill and very exciting times. They're not thinking what they're saying a bit as well.
Napier, your mic checks are that. I wonder if we could just like, do like an hour-long Napier mic check. Would you run out, or could you just go?
I could just keep going for like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
We need to make sure. Okay, just try it out. Make sure your microphone is working. Okay.
Shit balls, titty fingers, ass fuck. I'm going to jerk off, and you're going to watch me like a fucking boss, motherfucker. Do it. Are you a bad enough dude to hit yourself in the dick with a hammer? Do it, faggot!
So you're going to jack off, and who's going to watch you?
Anybody in the room. Because I'm going to lock
the
door.
So are you talking to us or, like, the audience?
Yeah, yeah.
It can be the audience if they want to.
My question is, what's a titty finger?
Titty finger?
Yes.
Is that like an extremely long nipple, I would imagine?
Yeah.
Like
that's a titty
finger. Like Farrah Fawcett. Looking one.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah, where you got, it's like the same length as a pinky finger. Like, yeah. you could fuck a dick hole with that titty.
Would that be hot?
No,
could be.
No, you can't shove things up your dick hole.
Joining us this week is Mr. Paul Cadells. Now, Napier, I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about Paul coming over. How many podcasts does he have to be featured on before he gets a bio on the bio thing?
Five.
Five, you think? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking five. So this is number three, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so then we're going to have
I'm honored.
We're going to have to get somebody to write Paul's bio, which, I mean, what do we really know about Paul?
I remember that one time Paul's friend collapsed during a Boy Scout meeting, but that's not
Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That's me and Napier go way back. Like, I don't even think you understand. I can't even remember a time when I did not know Napier.
And I've always been that goofy-ass motherfucker that, you know, kind of smelled a little bit, and people were like, nah, I don't want to be his friend. He looks like he fucks crayons.
Do you know what I want to see? Like, it just came to my head just now. What I really want to see is Napier baby pictures. Because I don't really think they exist.
So like, I bring think, out, well, like, how baby? Like, I can bring
no, I mean, like
old
baby,
yearbook.
Baby. Like, Napier in diapers. Actually, Napier now in diapers would be funny. But what I'm talking about is like Napier as a baby in diapers. Because I don't think they exist. I think Napier came onto the planet at like age 10, and like,
but he just appeared like he came.
Yeah, yeah.
A rock from the outers of the solar system.
I'm gonna also joining us this week for the first time, Mr. Tommy Potts.
Hey,
hey.
You got it.
And I already scolded Paul for being a fidgeter. So, if you hear any fidgeting this week, then it was probably Tom.
I am a fidgeter.
You
it's
think
gonna,
you,
it's gonna happen?
It's gonna happen.
Mouth cover. Does that bother you as well?
Do it again.
Like talk. Don't do that. I see you gazing at me with those faggot eyes.
Just looking at me like I'm a plate full of dicks for your mouth.
Jesus.
Next time I'm going to try to bring in the oldest, the youngest picture, rather, I guess, of Napier that I have.
Do you have a slew of pictures of Napier?
Well, we have like a very shallow closet, you know, floor to ceiling closet, and
uh-huh.
One side is devoted to Napier.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I got a montage in there, basically, you know, like a timeline from little Napier up to, you know, Beast Mastery phase, and then, you know, Converges Napier. And then,
Beast,
you know,
Master phase.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. At one point he was known as the Beast Master.
Because of that one girl.
The big bruts.
Yeah,
she was like 6 foot one, like 250
big.
Pounds.
She was huge.
She was a refrigerator you could finger.
He pickled right. The beast. And she was hairy. I think that was part of the fact that she was.
More than
well, you know, I've known. I mean, Tommy, how long have we known each other? Like 15 years? I probably have 13. 3 pictures of you.
Yeah, man. We're dudes.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, these would be yearbook photos.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about, like, pulling out, like, a yearbook?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were in the scouts together. I'm sure mom was
there. Yeah, scouts. Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, Camp May. Did you go to Camp May?
Oh, no, I didn't know. No. I would assume that I was going to get molested if I went there. I was way too fucking hot.
I imagine Napier's baby pictures looking like Mugwais. You know, like Gizmo from the
Gremlins. If it makes...
like, you can't feed him
before he got water on himself and he got fed after midnight.
Until he ate too much food. And then
he sprouted into what he is today.
If it makes you feel any better,
I just
was
picture
actually,
every Napier baby picture looking somewhat like a garbage pail kid. Like,
actually, I was put into a St. Louis Post-Dispatch cutest baby thing.
No, you were not.
Yeah,
like a mugwai with the big eyes.
They were adorable.
They were adorable. Yeah. I mean, hell, they sold like hotcakes in the
80s. Yeah, I can't say I disagree with you.
And I got second place.
You got second place in a cute baby competition?
Yep.
How many years ago was this? Was
80,
this recently?
It's
probably like 84.
Yeah, it was like 84, something like that.
Oh. So, not, you know, that these have anything to do with each other, but I just figured, you know, we've talked about Napier being a baby long enough. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about all the stuff going around about Travolta being a homo?
He's a homo?
He's
been a homo.
Yeah.
But, like, now there's a guy who allegedly, like, witnessed him being a homo. Apparently he liked black guys a long time ago. But then he switched to Indian guys, like, you know, kind of brownish.
Yeah, he likes the caramel colored queens.
And now he says that he'll fuck anything. Oh. But like, he used to go to spas, and apparently, like, you know, Travolta just, like, whips out his dick and starts jacking off. Like, if you go into the steam room with him and he just, I'm just going to jack off.
As if having a hangar in big planes isn't enough. You just got to go jack off wherever you want.
Yeah.
He's fucking John Travolta, man.
But they said that he really likes converting straight guys. And I'm like, why? How would that ever work?
Converting a straight guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like, if
a bunch of drugs and money might do it.
If you were converted...
And when
then
you're
a gay guy.
Well, when you say converted, like, I mean, it'd be I would say it would be a lot easier to, like, convince someone to let you suck their dick than it would be to convince someone to suck your dick. Like, yeah. Those are two ways. Like, hey, you know, like, those are.
You're like, hey, man, can I suck your dick? No, thank you.
Right.
Excuse me, friend. Can I go 3 fingers deep into you? Just hold on.
No.
There we go. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm just checking for things. Just checking.
Did you find anything?
Nothing good.
Keep looking. Keep looking. What about over there?
That's a polyp.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pop that. Hold on. Let me pinch it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just like a zit. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Don't clinch. Don't clinch, baby.
Oh God.
There you go.
You're
all good now. You're all good.
Oh, okay.
I'll stroke it.
Yeah?
Stroke it a little.
Yeah? Okay.
Just, don't look at me while I do this. This is embarrassing enough.
All right.
Okay.
I can't help it.
Don't wince!
There's nothing else to look at. I just can't close my eyes and pretend this isn't happening.
You're going to.
Okay.
In this scenario, are you on your, like, hands and knees? Or
no, we're face to face. That's the way I picture it, you know, with my legs up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Kind of V-style.
I got you. Okay. I was trying to form the mental image.
See, but I got to hold my package, you know, to keep it up because, you know, if it, you know, then
so
it gets in the way.
Because that would be gay.
He's 3 fingers deep in your asshole and you're worried about your package touching his hand.
We don't want to get shit on it, too.
No.
I mean, you already got, like, a dude's fingers in your butt. What, do you want to clean up your own poop from your sack?
Yeah, then it gets
I imagine after an experience like that, you're going to shower.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, do you want to walk around with that stuff all over your thighs? That's not fun. Damn right.
Tom?
Yeah?
I don't think your microphone is working.
Really? Did I just not have it close enough to my face?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You got the screen.
Okay.
Screen interferes. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's so that you don't pop your peas.
I heard that. You need to quit looking at me when you say that.
Pop them. Pop your peas.
I'm just trying not to fidget too much. So
okay,
keep it
no,
too
no,
close
you're good.
To my
you're
face.
You're doing good.
How can you tell?
Like, yeah, you won't know until you listen to
that's
this.
True. That's true.
I could be.
I'm like, my arm is freaking out here.
I'm watching you though.
I got the iron fist on this. That yeah, shit.
Yeah. You know,
you're sweating like a slave. Make sure I don't ruin your podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know the four
the millions of
the
listeners,
four listeners, would be super pissed off if.
So, Mike, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever had like a really huge poop, and then afterwards you get like loose farts? Like this, like you just fart and like no, like you can't keep it in because your butthole's too loose from all the poop.
No, I don't think so. You mean like the next time you farted after taking a huge poop, like you shit yourself?
No, like you just have loose.
Oh, poos. You mean like you fart uncontrollably?
No, not uncontrollably. It's just you can't stop it.
Okay, that would be an uncontrollable.
Okay, Tom. Not yes. Uncontrollably. But you can't stop it.
Like, oh, this is happening.
It's kind of like your masturbation habits. You know what I'm saying?
It's not uncontrollable, but you can't stop it.
I don't understand it. I don't. You can't control. You just, like, I have to jack off right now!
Everybody out of the car unless you want me to play with my dick right in front of you.
And that brings us back to John Travolta.
Full circle there.
Look, circle. I'm nice. Jacking off whether you leave or not. I'd prefer you stay, but it's up to you.
Does that? Oh, so if you stay, did he convert you?
I think that would then make you gay, because then you're watching another man jerk off.
You're watching another man
What if
jerk
you're not
off?
Watching? You're just like, well, I'm going to like face the other
then again,
end of the steam room.
With the celebrity aspect coming, I mean, like, you know, would you be more likely to stay and watch John Travolta masturbate as opposed to a homeless guy?
I'm going
to
be real honest. If John Travolta, you know, whips his dick out and starts masturbating, I'm going to get a camera and take as many pictures as I can.
Yeah, but that would be for the purpose of...
And if there's no camera,
right.
I'm punching
I'm
him.
Talking about just for your own... Like
enjoyment?
Curiosity.
No. I mean, I wouldn't
would
watch either.
Would you be more
inclined curiosity.
To watch John Travolta jack off than a homeless man?
I mean,
like a dirty homeless man or a good looking
like
one?
Define watch.
No. Okay. Here we go.
Like, am I just peeking over? And I'm like,
now,
hey, there's John Travolta jerking
now
off.
I have something to say on this, but I'm going to get your answers first before I fag myself out.
Okay.
If I sent you a link in an email that said, hey, Tommy, check this out. It's a video of John Travolta jacking off to completion. Would you click the link?
Would you at least check to see if it was? Like, yeah, hey, that's John Travolta.
Your curiosity would hit a little bit, right? You would be like, hey,
I would probably
the guy
click
from
the link,
Greece,
but I wouldn't
the guy
watch
from
the
Broken
whole thing.
Arrow, let's see... You know, the guy's winning.
We're not saying you have to enjoy it.
You're not watching it.
If you're clicking on it, you have to see
I'm not
his
saying
wiener,
you're
right?
watching
have
it to get
all...
Have
you seen Brett Favre's wiener?
No, I have not.
I did see Brett Favre's
I
wiener.
I did.
Well, I didn't
it,
search
I
have
Brett
seen
Favre's
David
wiener,
Beckham's
I saw little
wiener,
videos
though.
Like about
Everybody's
the whole situation.
Yeah, no, like somebody posted on Twitter, like, you know, hey, this is Brett Favre's wiener. And I was like, okay, I'll have a peek. And it's weird looking. He's got a weird looking wiener.
Well, I think that...
What I was getting at is... I watched the Fred Durst.
One thing I'm better at Brett Favre than.
I watched the Fred Durst.
One thing up on Brett Favre.
Sex tape.
Sure.
I did. I watched Fred Durst F a chick. And I don't really know why I did. I just, you know, there's two people fucking. I'm going to watch it.
I didn't even know Fred Durst had a sex tape.
He does, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
It's
neither
Kim
is
Kardashian's
the
sex tape was pretty good.
It was all right. It was okay. Yeah.
I mean,
didn't
as far as celebrity sex tapes
the
go,
Kendra
I mean,
Wilkinson one was
bad.
Not good.
But I think that
I
just
that
about
one.
Not necessarily for like you
I
know.
I love Kendra.
Oh, and the worst one. Like I would rather watch the Fred Durst sex tape, like as my only form of entertainment for the rest of my life, as opposed to ever seeing the Tonya Harding sex tape ever again, because the Tonya Harding sex tape, oh my God, is it? It's just sad and.
Didn't Gary Coleman have one too?
But honestly, if there's
no, that was pictures of his girlfriend. When he was dead in the hospital bed, not a second.
If there's pictures of someone
really?
Naked, if there's somebody fucking,
I don't know.
I'll look at it. Not necessarily, you know, to get excited about.
But see,
I would say
there's always
interest,
someone.
But I'm not
going to
watch
though.
The whole thing.
It's never like a dude playing with himself,
right?
Yeah,
you know that's totally different.
But that could go back to the whole Brett Favre thing. I mean, could you just want to see what John Travolta's working with, just because you know he's more of a celebrity than. You know, anyone in this room. So, hey, let's see what John Travolta's working with. So that way I
you know
I'm better in that department than he is.
I mean, it's one of those things where you don't really know until the situation happens.
Right.
Like, You know, send me an email and we'll see what the fuck happens, you know? I'll be like, well, did I click next podcast? You know, did I click the link? Yeah.
I'll tweet you about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that as far as, you know, how many spins you watch on meatspin.com, Tommy Potts is probably the king of that, because I think Tommy Potts watched it for like, you know, an hour.
It was mesmerizing. For at least 45
you spin
minutes.
Spin me, right. Ride
well,
round,
really the song
ride,
that got
that's
me.
What it was?
Yeah, the song with the wiener going in circles. Like, I was just, I didn't know
they
what to do.
They timed it perfectly. Yeah. I mean, right. They synced that up really good. It was like, you know, it was almost like the beat of a drum.
Actually, no, true story. I looked that up one time, and I didn't know there wasn't a timer. And I was like, well, this is kind of weird. And I was just trying, everybody tried to figure out, like, is this a dude fucking another dude?
I'm or pretty is sure this, that's what it was.
Is
right?
it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Right? I don't know. But anyway, so, like, I scrolled down. I'm like, oh, shit, there's a timer. Or like, a counter. And I'm like, well, this makes me feel kind of gay watching this. So I turned it off.
Kind of gay.
No, that's full on gay.
Oh, before we move on, real quick, I have to do a shout out to my little friend, Terrigal.
Wow, way to just crowbar yep. it right in there.
There we go. Now it's in there. It's done.
Who? Way to go, Terrigal, right there after the meat spin and cocks.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah, definitely.
It isn't a timer. It just counts how many spins you watch.
Okay. We can turn this
no,
off.
But, I mean, like, look at the tan line, though. I mean, that...
Wait, is that a she-male?
Yeah, maybe that's
right.
a she-male.
That's what you're trying to
it
figure out. The tan line is fucking crazy.
We're already at 50.
Oh, it says you are officially gay. 50. It's after 50, so it's...
I never saw that before. Okay. So now I'm gay.
That must be a new site.
At least the dude's being safe by using a condom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it teaches us all a lesson.
What is the worst thing you've seen on the internet?
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Blue waffle is the worst thing I've ever seen on the internet.
You know what? I heard that was bad. And
oh, my
I
God.
Just,
it's terrible.
You know.
It's a vagina that looks like a topographic map. It's disgusting.
Yeah. So I'm afraid that would, like, you know, bum me out on vaginas. And I don't, you know.
Nobody wants to get there.
Yeah. I like vaginas.
I watched a dude tie his like dick vaginas. With rubber bands. And chop the head off with a carving knife.
Okay, that's the
yeah.
worst.
That's yeah.
The head ding, off ding, what? Ding, ding,
ding. Off his dick.
What? No. Why in the world would you ever do that? I mean, like, what situation would you ever be under where you're like, hey, wouldn't
There's
it be cool
one.
To
There's
chop off the head
one.
Of your dick?
Maybe.
Chopped off the head of his own dick?
Yeah, he chopped off the head of his own dick.
It's like freaking me out.
Yeah, it does. It, like,
maybe.
Just want to cross your legs.
Maybe he was going to get one of those changing surgeries, you know, and he just decided he'd... He'd take this
Make
first
a really
step.
Cool.
Anybody's going to chop my dick off, it's going to be me.
Really
you know?
That chick tossing the puppies in the creek, that was pretty sad.
Yeah, but it's
but
not
they can
chopping.
Swim, can't they? It's, I feel like she was
no,
holding them underneath the water.
It's no,
okay.
it's no chopping the head off your dick.
This is what happened
did.
With the puppies. The girl was in some Eastern European country in some shitty little village. The puppies were diseased, and she was tossing them in the river. Because if she didn't, they were just going to suffer and die.
So you got all this from the little bio underneath
yeah,
the video?
Yeah,
like,
did you look up? Like,
did you called her?
Puppies in the
he
creek.
Skyped her.
How do you even find that
There
out?
Was research done. You can look for it. You look for it.
Have you ever I don't
The FBI investigated after the whole Michael Vick thing. They wanted to make sure that anybody messing with puppies at least had a good reason.
Yeah.
And since they're diseased, you know.
Obviously.
Right.
You know, like, you know, doing something nice, like, you know, just putting them down... Okay, you know that's
by drowning.
Yeah, throwing.
Well,
them
what's
in the
other?
Creek
what's the other way? You take
drown.
A hammer to them, you light them on fire.
Yeah, Napier, those sound much better.
Hammering puppy heads.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I could throw puppies in a river.
They
I don't know if I could line them up one by
for beating seals. So, like, you get one of those seal beating sticks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I imagine
well, I wouldn't get all into it. I'd just get
a
board with
a
nail in
than a seal.
I mean, one good whack on a puppy's head.
Well, the good thing about a puppy is that they never suspect it. You know, they just like ride up to you. Oh, I blindsided him. I really got him good there.
Oh well, if they're walking around, I would assume a golf club would work. Maybe a hockey stick?
That's mean.
Just about anything.
The hockey stick,
you know,
seems like it would probably not be the best choice for killing puppies. You know, I mean, like, it's got some weight, but not really.
I mean, if I'm going to kill a puppy, like it's got to be a direct blow.
The spine, maybe, but like, you what about a sledgehammer? A puppy, you know.
What about a sledgehammer? You just puppy just squish him.
It's not very humane.
Squish him with the sledgehammer. Just go pop. Like, oh, that one exploded.
You know what? I regret like Gallagher? Even bringing.
Yeah, like Gallagher. You
can make a traveling roadshow of splashing puppies like Gallagher.
The puppy sledge-o-matic.
And everyone would bring like plastic wrap to cover themselves.
Like, oh,
I really don't think that will go over well.
This is another one of Napier's business ideas.
Oh,
that are probably not. You know, not
taking your puppy smashing show on the road. Well, on that note, like I was just recently listening to Greg Fitzsimmons talk about something. He was talking about how the crowd turned on him at some show, and he was like, "Well, I'm going to make everyone leave this show and just tell like the most ridiculous jokes for as long as it takes for everyone to leave." My question is, if you paid to go to a show, like let's say you sell out the Savas Center, like a big name act, and then goes up there and starts doing shit like, you know, hitting puppies with a hammer. Like, do you think you could get everyone to leave? Or do you think that there would be like a couple people that would stay?
I would.
It'd be like, fuck this, I stayed, I'm watching the goddamn show.
The group think would happen and everyone would get into it and they'd be like cheering them on.
Yeah!
Kill puppies! This is hilarious!
I mean, if I'm in the crowd and I paid to go, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing you can do, I mean, short of coming out there and, like, pissing
smashing
on my shoes.
Him with the hammer.
Right.
Like, you're the only guy left.
Right. He's, motherfucker, I'll get you to leave.
Perfect eye contact with you. It just takes a piss right on your face.
First, I'm going to punch him, and then I'm going to leave.
And then you're going to leave.
I'd be okay as long as I could smoke.
Yeah,
like, if I'm there, and I got a pack of cigarettes, I'm waiting until that pack's gone.
If I pay more than $10 for some sort of entertainment, I'm staying till the end. I mean, like, the shittiest movie in the world.
Go.
Letters to Juliet.
Yeah, that too.
If I paid to see it, I'm going to watch it, even if it sucks.
What if you Redboxed it? It's only a dollar. Oh, it's not more than $10.
Yeah. I have a joke about a Redbox.
Well, wait, how many movies, I mean, are you buying tickets for you and like a lady friend or just yourself?
Wait, Tom. Stop the conversation. Napier has a joke about Redbox.
I was just going to compare it to a bleeding pussy.
That was a great joke.
Thank you.
Okay, now continue.
I forgot.
Grenades.
So the craziest thing I ever saw on the internet
was
one man, one cup.
Oh, one man, one jar?
Yes.
One man, God, that was
scarred
horrible.
Me forever. And this guy, okay, so you see an old guy, you know, 40s, I would say, from his thighs and gut. And he's pretty hairy. He is naked. He comes onto the screen and he places a mason jar on the ground. And
like a little mason, not a big one, like this little mason jar.
Yeah. And so he proceeds to, you know, lower himself onto it. And he's not aroused, which is kind of strange, because if you're going to go through this, you would think you'd at least turn you on, but, you know.
And well, I mean, that would be, you know, the point
why
of doing,
you're doing
it, right?
Right, because it gets you going. But no, he wasn't, so it looked like he was, like, testing himself or something. And he gets about to the bottom, and it shatters. And
in his ass?
In his anus, yes.
In his anus. And he does not make a peep. Stands up, blood dripping from his anus, turns the camera off. And it was
like he just does that sometimes?
No, I think things definitely went wrong. Like, I think
that wasn't the goal.
Right, but he took it like a man. Yeah, you know,
you gotta give him some props for that.
Right, that was the most, really, like, the impressive thing about it. It was just.
Do you think that would be, like, a good casting call for, like, you know.
One of the,
like,
Saw movies.
Guys. Like, no. Like, do you think, like, you know, a gay guy sees that on the internet? It's like, that guy can take shit up his ass like a champ. You know,
I don't think that can be. I mean,
no.
Well, obviously he wasn't a pro at it, or he wouldn't have clinched.
I mean, that's gotta
medical.
Be oh yeah, I mean, you gotta go to the hospital.
I mean, I don't think you just go get
that's a trip to the hospital.
How did you get honey, get the tweezers? That's terrible.
The emergency.
I don't think you just, you know.
I have a question about the whole glass ass thing. Had that not already been on the internet, couldn't you see that as being like Napier's claim to fame in the next like 15 to 20 years? Like,
I can only
had it not been on the internet, that's Napier.
Like, I can only hope to be as famous as Mr. Hands.
Again, I'm lost.
I don't know Mr. Hands.
Mr. Hands. Mr. Hands was this dude who got fucked by horses. And one day, Mr. Hands...
Horses?
I've heard of this. I have heard of this.
Now, Mr. Hands...
Is this what you guys discussed at scout camp?
No. Just one horse at a time, but multiple horses throughout his video career.
So he didn't have... he wasn't in a monogamous relationship with one horse?
No. Well, it could have been the same horse.
No. He had different horses.
Clearly different horses.
You could clearly tell it was
a different horse.
Well, because one day this horse was too big for him, and he's like, no, I can take this horse. And he couldn't, and it perforated his anus.
Yeah.
And he bled to death instead of going to the hospital and died.
So then how could he get a second horse if he died?
Well, I mean...
This video is available. You can see the man die from fucking a horse.
Yeah.
Why would you want to?
No, he didn't mean to. He just wanted to get fucked by this horse.
Links of John Travolta jerking off.
That's a good point. See, I contradicted myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because, you know what?
Because it's fucking crazy, all right? Because the dude get fucked to death by a horse.
It's not something
you see every fucking day.
Do you think that we're going to get to a point of, like, you know, crazy that, like, shit just doesn't affect us anymore? Like,
desensitize the society so that way we can feed them all.
We're just going to be driving down Highway 70 and seeing a guy fucking a horse on the side of the road and just be like, that's same shit, different day.
You know, I do hope we get to that point so that way there won't be in as many stop to look at the car accident shit on the highway. Jesus Christ.
But people would still slow down, wouldn't they?
No. See a guy fucking a horse?
Well, I'd slow
probably. Yeah, actually. Yeah. There'd be a traffic jam.
I mean, my just camera would be out. See it every day doesn't mean it's not still awesome.
My phone.
I don't know if it's awesome.
Awesome.
Interesting awesome choice of words.
May not be the word.
Oh man,
having a good time.
I'm having a blast. Horse fucking and dick swinging. This is awesome.
Horse fucking and dick. Yeah. We made it through 50 spins.
Yep.
Yeah,
that means we're awesome.
So, is Mr. Hands his real last name, or is that some kind of nickname?
That's his handle, dude.
Apparently, he was in some forum.
I mean, why wouldn't he be Mr. Horsefucker?
Well, he was in this forum, and his handle name was Mr. Hands, he posted videos of himself getting fucked by horses, and it didn't have a title. It was just under his username, and his username was Mr. Hands.
He knows a lot about Mr. Hands.
So you want to fuck horses, and then you take the next step to upload videos to show
people. Just type in Mr. Hands into Google, you'll come up with
horses.
It.
Like, if you like to fuck horses, cool, but, like, he wanted to show people that he could fuck these horses.
Yeah, he was on a mission. He's like, there's no dick I can't put in my ass from anything living. Well, if it breathes and swings, it's going in me.
He's ambitious.
And if you're, like, into fucking horses, I guess you would, like, would you, like, jack off to dudes fucking horses porn? Like,
no, I'm pretty sure Mr. Ed is what's going to get you around.
You just...
Well, with the goat.
He wasn't
Wilbur.
Now let's be clear. He wasn't fucking the horse. He was getting fucked by the horse.
I imagine fucking a horse wouldn't be as nearly as fun. That's a big ass
animal. Does getting fucked by a horse make you gay?
A guy horse? Yes.
So how do you get fucked by a girl horse? Like, is it like reverse cowgirl? That's terrible.
Well, I guess if a horse put its vagina on my pelvis, I guess I'm not going anywhere. I guess I am getting fucked by that horse.
I wonder if that matters to, like, people who fuck animals. Like, do you think that they specify as to whether or not they're fucking a dude horse or a chick horse?
I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, does a horse ass feel different than a horse vagina?
How do you buy a horse for the sole purpose of fucking?
No, he was going to, like, horse farms, like in the middle of the night, and he had his friend with a camera, and he would get fucked by these horses. Like, he was doing this, like, covert, like he was stealing horse cum. He was just a horse cum thief.
So you can't buy a horse for the sole purpose of fucking it.
No, I'm sure you can't go to a horse guy and say, hey.
Yeah, like, hey. I love horses. It's like a great, can you get this horse erect so that way I can see if I want
to
fuck it or not?
I need to look at this one's penis. I need to see if it's insertion.
You know what? You can fuck it.
I need to breed this horse.
No, you could.
For like 7 minutes.
You just have to be subtle about it. I'm going to breed this horse. I need to see what's going on, and, you know. Then they get it ready to go. Like, that's a good breeding horse. I'll take that one.
Or you say, I'm going to ride this horse. Wink, wink.
Right. But to what Napier said about this guy just going to random farms and fucking these horses, like, how does that conversation start? Like, hey.
He probably doesn't ask.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
Just
I
mean, brings his camera equipment and goes out to the barn. Old Jebediah just says, have a nice day.
If someone asked you if they could fuck your horse or get fucked by your horse, rather, would you say yes? You sure, go ahead, get fucked by the horse.
If you're going to pay me, I'll let my horse fuck you.
Really?
I would imagine it doesn't make me gay.
No, but I mean, it makes
you.
You
would probably want him to sign some kind of waiver. I mean, like, what if the horse kicks him or something? Then that's your fault.
No, this
or
is
he
like
dies. From there would definitely have to be a waiver. But isn't bestiality like illegal?
Illegal, right?
Yeah. Not in all states, can't be.
Yeah, pretty much all states.
Pretty sure that one's universal.
Yeah.
You can marry a 14-year-old in Missouri, though.
Like West Virginia, you can't. Like, I'm sure you can fuck horses in West Virginia.
No, I think you're talking about the Northwest. I think that's okay over there.
Yeah.
But either way, this guy did the Metal Gear Solid of horse fucking. He was awesome at it until he died.
Can you go back and let me know how long we've been talking about horse fucking? I'm gonna blog about this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tommy. We've been talking about similar topics now for 31 hours. Horse fucking and Rape Dave.
Rape Dave was awesome. Just giving AIDS to people randomly.
Yeah. Who is this Dave that you're raping?
No, he's a character. We created him.
Yeah.
Oh, like a cartoon? Or is it like a puppet?
It can be.
It can be a cartoon.
If it
was a puppet.
Oh, a sock puppet.
Puppet! We could have Rape Dave the puppet.
It could be
but
a
how
puppet
do we get
musical.
His penis hard when he goes into the ladies?
Dude, it's
you
a puppet.
Just get another, right. Like the finger on your other hand. And just, you know,
oh, I guess you could.
Or you use like a little rod, just shove in there.
Oh, and we could have little puppet aides like going over to the person.
Because if it's puppets, it's not queer. It's just funny.
Yeah.
But if you got, like, sign a dude up to be in the Rape Dave musical.
We already had a guy volunteer to be Rape Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Wow. Does he have to rape people?
Was it that Toroga or whatever you
No, it was.
You have a shout out
Oh,
to?
Yeah. Who
Who's the shout out for?
Terrigal.
Terrigal.
I don't.
That's not
that
Dave.
Is that somebody's name?
Dave the Rape
or
Dave.
Is that, like, their internet?
That's their handle.
That's their handle. We don't talk.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Does he also upload videos of himself getting fucked by horses?
No, I don't believe so.
Is this even a he?
And where is this from? World of Warcraft or something?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm willing to bet Torgol is, like, a 350-pound woman that Napier's been inside.
No. That was Lindsay.
Virtually inside.
Virtually inside.
Yeah, it wasn't.
If Lindsay was like a car, she would have been a minivan.
How do you type out an orgasm?
And I would have just put my mouth on her exhaust pipe.
I don't think you do. I think you log off.
You're
done. There's no slash.
That's the beauty
control
of it.
For that. Done.
See ya.
Terrible. Maybe you're an internet whore.
Of course I'm an internet whore.
Well, Paul, I mean, is there anybody you talk to on the internet that you want to shout out to?
No, not really.
No. None of your Warcraft people or anything?
No.
Are you done with that?
Yeah.
You
I've
are?
Played that, like, since I got married, I guess.
Yeah?
I mean, slightly before that.
Was that, like, part of the deal?
No, it just got old. Yeah. I bought really a PlayStation 3. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot less time commitment. I can just go home and play, like, a half hour.
You have to play, like, there's scheduled things you have to do because that's what
well sort of yeah
you,
well,
know,
you
I can't
to,
hang
no,
out I
there
have
was to, when I played Warcraft oh yeah
I, mean, I can't hang out I'm scheduled
you have
to
get
go
like
such
you have to
such.
Get a schedule together so that everybody knows when to meet up and do the damn thing and if you don't you can't just like start one randomly. There's,
doesn't that make games not fun like if you have to schedule
well if you have a poker night. Or we, like, every Friday, almost every Friday, we seem to get together and play, like, Call of Duty or Madden or something. And it's like, I mean, that's scheduled, kind of. You know, it's Friday night. What are we going to do? Probably this. Unless
something else
is happening.
But, I mean, like, you know, if somebody, you know, said to you, you know, hey, man, you know, I got Blues tickets. You want to go to the game? I mean, like, you know.
I would still go to the game. Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, Napier, like, you know, we called Napier and be like, hey, man, you know, we're, you know, doing such and such. And be like, I can't, guys. I'm supposed to, you know.
Raid.
I was a raid leader.
Yeah, you got a raid, man.
Yeah, man. If you're leading the raid.
If you don't raid, you're
not raid.
A
I was a class right. leader, not a raid leader.
You can't be a class leader and go to the Rice China Buffet on Friday. Okay?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you had Blues tickets, then maybe he would go. Maybe your plans just weren't that much fun.
So he just used that like as an excuse.
As an excuse to not break your heart.
Don't
so like,
go break.
I mean, you're kind of sensitive.
So, like, if I said, hey, Napier, skip your Warcraft tonight. Let's go rape some horses.
Well, I'd be the cameraman, but I certainly wouldn't, like...
You would not be the cameraman.
Do you have to rape horses?
Well, I don't think that, like, horses can consent, can they? I mean,
so if they can't say no.
Well, if they push back.
I mean, no doesn't mean no when there's not a question.
Yeah.
That should be a t-shirt.
I put the gin and virgin and then my penis.
You should give me 15 cents for every t-shirt sold.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be a popular seller.
No, it will.
Just remember, it's not rape if she pushes
back. To all the four people who listen to this podcast.
Which consists of Chris Dick, Napier's sister. Maybe we only have two listeners.
You know, before I left
some Mongolians.
Before I left the house, my mom said she was going to listen to this.
Yeah,
so
well, that's because you're awesome,
right? Yeah. So that'll be great. Hi, mom. By the way, yeah. It's going to be terrible.
Do you think that she's going to be super psyched about you
talking about
you've
horse fucking?
So
yeah. Probably not.
I actually be disappointed that you said you'd watch John Travolta masturbate.
Yeah.
Did I say that? I would sit there and watch the whole video? I mean, I would click the link just to see if that's actually John Travolta jerking off.
But then as soon as you saw his wiener,
I'd be like, oh, yeah, hey.
I'd be willing
I'd
to
probably
bet
show it
Tony
to her.
Would watch the John Travolta
masturbation
video.
I guarantee she
video.
Would.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's been famous a long time.
Napier, you got a grenade you want to throw in here now?
You know something about the internet, right?
Yeah.
Is there any way that you can send a link to somebody and, like, verify whether or not they clicked on it?
Well, yeah, if you are the administrator of the page, yeah.
Oh, and then, like, you know, you see how many page views there are, and you only sent the link to one person, I guess.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a website so you can send the video of John Travolta jerking off
to
my mother
to see
if she watches it?
Do you remember when Ballinette kept sending out goatsy pictures to everybody before everyone knew what the fuck it was?
What's a goatsy?
It's the picture of the
dude
holding
his... That was a classic.
Yeah,
classic.
It's this dude.
It's like Tub Girl, man.
Both hands in his anus.
Tub Girl is awesome.
And stretching his anus part. Like, both hands just stretching it.
Oh.
Oh, it's fucking nasty.
You could easily
nasty.
Fit, like, a softball, if not something larger in there. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, and you can see his dangling cock and balls in the same thing. Oh, and he's got on a wedding ring, too, so you know he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think having a wedding ring makes you a good guy.
Oh, he was doing it for his
says
woman.
The married guy.
I'm pretty much more moral and righteous than the rest of you.
Well, Tiger Woods was married,
and he is a hell of a man.
Yep. He probably. Do you think that he kept his wedding ring on?
Oh, of course.
Do you think? Slutty girls.
Tiger fucking
love the wedding ring. True story.
Yeah. Oh, like
I, mean, I don't have
you,
any stories.
As soon
but
as you're
like,
married, they start like you know. Coming
yeah,
after
they
you.
They love it, man.
Yeah.
You've been approved, pre-approved.
It's a challenge.
Yep. Yeah. Because remember, when they're single, you got the entire world to compete with. When they're married or with a boyfriend, you only got one person to compete with. That's
unless,
how you win.
Unless they're a big whore,
yeah.
Like Tiger Woods.
Then you just put your foot in their vagina. You wear them as a slipper.
How many girls have you put your foot into their vagina?
I don't like to kiss
Seven.
And tell
yeah.
with my feet. Do you think if
Napier
you
doesn't talk about foot love.
Now, back to the horse fucking
Do you think
moment.
That, like, one girl, like, early in Napier's, like
someone
requested
did
that,
this
and
that
so now he just thinks that's
I'm
common?
I'm thinking every crazy sexual experience you've ever heard from Napier has probably come from that one big linebacker that he got with that got him the name the Beastmaster.
Napier had the greatest line of all time. At his sister's wedding. And I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I'm going to anyway. And I'll probably get Napier in trouble. But that's life.
Yeah, that's life.
I mentioned to
Don't
Napier...
Don't just put your business out there. Smack that fool.
I mentioned to Napier...
You can do
I
it.
Said, you know, I noticed that most of Cassie's friends are, like, newer friends. And, like, you know, the people that I've known her to be friends with. Like, I mean, I've known Napier and, you know, his family for... a really long time. And I said, you know, a lot of Cassie's friends here are newer friends. I don't see any of her older friends. And he goes, well, I put it to most of them. And after that, it was just kind of weird for them to be friends with her still.
So maybe they were friends with her in the first place to get to Napier. To get to it was one of those, I'll be friends with her to hook up with
Hot
her sweet older brother.
Stud magnet, baby.
I know. Yep. Well, I mean, like, you know, you go over there and, you know, hang out with your friend, and, you know, her older brother's sitting there, you know, in his wife beater and his SpongeBob SquarePants boxer
down
shorts.
Or Napoleon Dynamite boxer shorts.
Leading raids. He's a leader of men.
Yeah, playing World of Warcraft, eating...
pizza roll stains on his wife beater.
Yep. Full Pizza Hut pizza that he made, you know...
And my nipples got Cheeto stains on it.
I mean, how could you resist
that? So, like,
that?
Are her friends just more attractive, or...
Now he can't
well,
sleep with them.
She
now
used to have a lot of sleepovers.
Yeah.
And...
And used to
I used to have a lot of sleepovers.
And
touch the small children.
Because once midnight hits,
the beast must the beast hungers it must feed. I'm looking for puss.
The beast must feed.
Wow.
We're all going clam digging. You're coming with me.
It's like when Michael Jackson and that chick left the movie, and he's like, go away! You know, then he chased her ass down.
Midnight.
Get him, Napier.
Oh, maybe that should be Napier karaoke for today.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
What do you think, Nate? Sang up by Napier. Karaoke?
Sure, let's do it.
And Tommy's going to do the dance.
No, I'm actually not going to.
Yeah, you are.
No, because if I do the dance, there'll be too much fidgeting on the microphone, and then you'll yell at me later.
Oh, Fat Virgin breaks leg and dance off. That sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome.
Fat Virgin?
Yeah, like when you were typing up there, that was one of the things. Looks like you maybe previously watched.
Oh, yeah, I watch shit like that all the time.
Oh, the fat kid who broke his kneecap over at
BlizzCon. Yes, that looked awesome. Oh, here it is.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. We're good.
In the style of Michael Jackson.
I'm opening the door to my rape cellar. Don't worry, ladies. This bondage cord is non-marring. That's the sound I'm gonna make before I put my finger in you. Just let that go through your mind. This beat makes me think of fucking dead chicks. Close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark under the moonlight. You see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. Start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed with my dick. Cause this is Thriller! Thriller night! No one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike! You know it's Thriller! Thriller in the night! You're fighting for your life inside a killer! Thriller tonight! Yeah! Oh, you hear the door slam! And you realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold hand and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. No, you won't. You close your eyes and hope that there's just imagination. Girl? But all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time. Cause this is Thriller! Thriller night! There ain't no second chance against the thing with 40 eyes, girl. Woo! You're fighting for your life inside a killer. Thriller tonight! Night creatures call, and the dead start to walk in their masquerade. There's no escaping the jaws of the alien this time. This is the end of your life. They're out to get you. These demons closing in on every side. Come. Oh, they will possess you. Unless you change that number on your dial. Now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together. Yeah. All through the night, I'll save you from the terror on the screen, and I'll make you see that this is a thriller. Thriller tonight, because I can thrill you more than any ghost would ever dare to try. Oh! So let me hold you tight and share a killer dinner. Oh! Oh! Because it's a thriller. Thriller night. Girl, I can thrill you more than any ghost would ever dare to try. Oh! So let me hold you tight and share a killer thriller. Oh! Musical break, four measures. I can read whatever I want. I'm going to thrill you tonight.
Darkness
musical measure.
Across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize.
I'm going to play with your twat. I'm going to thrill you tonight.
And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down. Must stand and face.
I'm gonna eat your twat flaps like a pig in slop.
Inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna throw you tonight. Oh, baby. I'm gonna throw you tonight. Oh, darling. I'm gonna throw you tonight. Oh, baby. I'm gonna throw you tonight. Oh, darling. Throw you not, baby. Oh.
The foulest stenches in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And grisly ghouls.
Oh, baby.
Are closing in.
Let me feel you with my knuckles.
And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to
shake. I'm gonna thrill you tonight.
For no mere mortal can resist.
Piss on my face!
The thriller.
Delicious.
But the lyrics were rather Napier appropriate.
Yeah, you know
upon,
what?
Like,
I don't think I ever really like paid attention to like a lot of those lyrics. It was like, what has 46? Something about something that has 46 eyes.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's the children.
It's a monster.
Something about an alien. And, I mean, like,
there was aliens in
this? Yeah. Said something about an alien.
Yeah. Yeah,
crazy.
There were aliens.
There was ghouls.
Yeah, ghouls.
Ghosts pleasing women.
Napier style. With his knuckles. Delicious.
You're on a kick of like fingers in things tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all about the hands tonight.
He gets on things sometimes.
Yeah. Mr. Hands.
Like there's there was one week that he just said puss flaps like 30 times, and I don't really know why. Like he just gets on these kicks and he has to say things.
Yep.
And all of them involve hands and orifices this week.
Yeah. I mean, it's never anything like
I
normal.
Like feeling twaticles.
It's never anything normal. It's never like, you know, he never just says, like, you know, shut the front door over and over again. It's always...
No, I'm just, you know, just in a mood to get my own personal finger puppet.
I think you should start every podcast with, like, the Napier vocab word of the day.
What would today's word be?
Joint.
And now the Napier word of the day!
Pre-lubed anus.
That's several words.
Those are the least fun kind of anus.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm gonna take an anus, I'd like to lube it up myself, really.
Without lube,
if you want to do
a that self-lubricating way. Anus.
I want to do a chick with dysentery. That way, I get a little splash every once in a while when I'm putting it in her butt.
Huh.
Delicious.
That's something.
See, I would think that's like the when you're gonna do a chick in the butt, you want it to be pretty cleared out down there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want any surprises.
No, I like obstacles.
Is that it? So that makes it a
he likes good a challenge.
It adds friction.
Aren't you then like fucking a turd? If you're like,
no, you're fucking a woman. How dare you call her a turd?
But I mean, there's like, if there's like a turd up in there and you can feel it like, against it, you know.
Now you're just pushing it back for a little bit.
I have a feeling Napier likes swamp loggers.
He's a big swamp logger.
He loves swamp loggers.
Delicious.
What happens to your Facebook when you die?
Just doesn't get updated.
Like
people make comments
on it ever
about
like
how you're dead?
I mean, is it like when you know Forrest Gump goes and talks to Jenny under the tree? I mean, like, do you just like post things on people's Facebook?
I think so.
Like you know, oh, you know, like
do you have to will your Facebook away?
Huh?
Do you have to will your Facebook away? Like, who's going to change the status?
Yeah, I mean, like, I imagine, like, I mean, do you report people dead? I mean, like, you know, like, for instance, you know, when someone dies, eventually you take their phone number out of your phone because, I mean, like, you know, they're not going to be calling you anymore and you're not going to be calling them anymore. But, I mean, like, do you unfriend your Facebook friend? That, like, died? I would
no,
imagine
they're still
that,
your no, friend. They're no. just dead.
I would imagine they
you
just...
can't
heard.
Un-internet friend your friend. I don't know. I don't do Facebook, so...
Yeah.
Really you know what people have started doing?
Yeah. What?
Making
club.
Facebook pages
club,
for their unborn children.
Ooh. That's creepy,
that?
Man.
But, like, yeah. I was just wondering, like, you know, they said that Facebook has something like... It was either 50 million or 500 million users, and I was wondering, like, how many of them are dead? Because, I mean, like, you know, people don't have my Facebook password. So, like, if I die, does my Facebook page just live on forever?
Does Facebook have a thing if it stays inactive for so long? It just
well, I know. The reason I thought of this is because I was curious the other day if my MySpace page still exists. Because, I mean, I haven't checked that in years and years and years. And it's still there. And so I imagine that MySpace doesn't have any kind of inactivity thing.
On that same kind of topic... If you delete a photo from Facebook, it's not actually like gone from their servers. If someone has the direct link, so say you know you accidentally upload girlfriend's titties or something,
uh-huh.
and you delete it, if someone has the actual link to the file, they can still view it. It like the images stay up on their servers for years and years and years. Even
they own
the
you,
delete
man.
Button.
Facebook, Google, they all own you. There's nothing you can do about it.
I heard
Google
that,
is Skynet, is Tom's theory.
Google is Skynet. Google is going to take over the world.
Well,
they're going to build robots, and it's fucking going down.
They said that Facebook is bigger than Google now. They said that Facebook not only, like,
but they're not making
more,
robots. But, I'm not talking about monetary value here, friend. I'm talking about taking over the fucking world.
Well, it seems like every kind of innovative, like, you know, internet thing that they create, Google buys. I mean, Google just buys everything. Like, not too long ago, they said that Google offered Twitter 2.6 million, or no, 2.6 billion for Twitter. And Twitter said that that was insulting and turned it down. But then Microsoft offered them 4 million and they turned that, or 4 billion and they turned that down as well. So, like, what I don't understand is, like, you know, with Google, I know how Google makes money. Google makes money on, you know, charging people for, you know, how high their shit is in search results. Google, you know, does ads and all that. Not only that, but Google, you know, dips its hand in a lot of things. I mean, Google, you know, has phones.
They have their own data centers.
Yeah, but how the fuck does Facebook make money?
Advertising?
All those video games? I mean...
Like, I've never, ever in my life seen an ad on a Facebook page. Maybe I'm not paying attention.
They're on, yeah, they're on there.
They're all over the place.
But see, that's the thing. They're built in to Facebook. How do you think it shows up that says, you want to join the random bullshit fan club?
Yeah.
Because that's probably a high priority on theirs to show up under your list.
So they pay for that standing, I guess?
Right, I would think so.
Yeah.
If, you know, if you're the newest, coolest band and you want your shit to show up, you may want to follow or you may want to like, you know, friends.
And they probably
people.
Pay per hit that... Their ad is on Facebook.
Hmm. And think about this. Your Gmail account, all that shit, whenever you like type shit into your Gmail or you get a lot of certain messages, that's what's going to show up in those tiny little ads.
Because it knows what you're talking about, so right. then it
yeah.
knows what you're interested in.
Yeah,
it, knows
it
what
searches
to
your keywords.
I mean, Google knows where you live, for sure.
Do you know, Google keeps all of your searches for like 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Ooh. I have mine back since 2004. I have my last 6 years of searches saved. I can view it.
How do you
I search most often.
How do you go view it?
You
have a
it's
Gmail
Google.com/history, and you have to turn it on.
Well,
I turned it on years ago.
I don't want you guys to find it for me. I'll find it.
Do you
want to
look? we can log into mine and see what I've been searching for.
I don't even remember the shit I've searched for. I probably searched for some weird shit.
And it has, like, your most often searched time of day.
You never know.
What I want to see is for Napier's history.
Yeah, Mr. Hands, Mr. Hands, Mr. Hands, Mr.
Yeah.
Hands.
Penis.
Penis, penis.
Yeah, penises. Lots of penises.
Like, you know, do you put
big, sweaty, fucking
do you just want
caramel-colored queer penises?
Do you just want to look at penises, or do you want to look at specific people's penises?
No, I'm looking for ideas how to shave my
I mean, are you like, you know, big, fat penis, or are you like Jake Gyllenhaal's penis?
I'm getting piercing ideas and tattoo ideas.
For your penis?
Yeah.
Does lesbian porn do it for you?
Not really.
No, so you gotta, there's gotta be a
there's
dick.
There's gotta be a dick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna say I'm pretty much the same way. I mean,
yeah,
you occasionally look at some chicks do it.
You know,
like, you know, most
I enjoy
time you want to see a girl getting
watching down. Lesbians, but like, you know, when it comes down to get down to business, you know, I need to see a dick going into something.
Right. I don't know. I
so
do
like gay
like,
porn,
like
dude on dude. That's what you get into.
You know what I mean? Son of a bitch.
Into something, be it a
if it's Napier, it's two dudes, and one of them has to be
caramel-colored. I like taco party porn, where it's just like 8 or 9 chicks all doing each other in a train.
That sounds pretty cool. I can get into that.
Taco party.
Is that like a thing? I can search for taco party and
tacoparty.com.
One of those. I don't know if you might.
One of those random broads that like you kind of know but don't really know. Like somebody I went to high school with. I'm Facebook friends with. And
what's her name?
I'd rather not say.
But
what does her last name start with?
M. But
what's her first name start with?
Probably a K.
Probably an M as well.
But
is her last name your last name?
She was. She,
you guys both Moors. What are you doing with my phone?
I'm not doing anything. Just give me a goddamn second. But anyway, she was doing one of her things.
Oh,
where
that's what it was. I knew it.
She was doing one of those things where she was, you know, complaining about how, you know, guys just hit on her all the time, and it's so terrible to, and not really all that attractive, to be honest with you. But
well, no.
But yeah, you know,
that's why they're hitting on her, because they think,
you know,
she can get
the price,
you know,
the price of she's approachable.
Yeah.
The price of beauty is
game
just
builders, I like to call them.
she posted something that said, you know, I was at Taco Bell and I have to boycott that Taco Bell now because I just wanted to eat my lunch, and the guys at Taco Bell just kept hitting on me, and it's just, it's, I've had to boycott like 3 Taco Bells because every time I go to Taco Bell, they just hit on me.
Now, is
so
she
much.
Only talking to you about this?
No, she posted it on Facebook, and that's what I do at work.
You know what she's doing? She's fishing for somebody else to hit on her.
Yeah.
That's probably
but no, she's just fishing for compliments in general.
And you know, well, first of all, I said, you know, well, you know, Taco Bell lends itself so much, you know, sexual innuendo with the, you know, my burrito, your taco, all that, that, you know, it's almost unavoidable that if you go to Taco Bell, somebody's not going to make some kind of comment like that, because you have to. I mean, you know, but
I think if you're stunningly beautiful, they don't hit on you. The Taco Bell employees do not.
No.
Yeah.
Because they know they don't stand a chance.
In all honesty, I don't see that.
But if you got a snaggle tooth at Taco Bell, they're all over it.
Does she make it up?
But, you know,
is what you're saying?
No. Well, the specific broad that we're discussing, she's the type that like will go somewhere by herself and like read a book. She like goes to Taco Bell and sits there and eats a burrito and reads.
That's
a hot
spot, man. Taco Bell.
Does she look like a girl that would be, you know, impressed by a minimum wage taco slinger?
Sure. I mean, who knows?
Well, then that's why she's getting hit on.
But
maybe she needs to classy it up a bit.
You mean like, you know, go to... But the point
she's
I'm...
She's going to go to what's Chipotle. She's going to Chipotle for her Mexican.
The point I'm getting at is like, you know, somewhat approachable, all right looking broads probably get hit on all the time. And, you know, then they're like, oh, this is terrible that I get hit on all the time. I think I've been hit on one time in public ever.
And I was
and
there.
Like,
confuse
my,
you?
It,
you're
it,
like...
Yeah. I was like, wait.
Is this what...
Do you remember
this is what's happening?
Wait,
I think I'm
wait,
being
did,
hit on right
wait,
now.
Wait, did somebody hit on me just now? Like in my lifetime, I think one time someone at a public place, like, you know, kind of flirted with me a little bit.
I watched Mike get molested at a concert. You remember that?
No, were you in the bathroom?
No, we were in Kansas City.
when that chick in Kansas City grabbed
yeah.
my ass?
No, she didn't grab your ass once. She was all up
she
in that
my
ass.
Multiple times.
Was she finger blasting you?
Yeah,
no,
she was.
No, like, okay, here's
she was getting in between the folds and looking for treasure.
Between
here's
the folds.
I drove to Kansas City with Napier and his girlfriend, his sister. That was a terrible, terrible misstep there. But Napier and his sister, we drove to Kansas City to see an all-day concert. It was like from 10 o'clock in the morning till like 11 o'clock.
So it wasn't all day. The majority of the day concert.
Go fuck yourself. So anyway, it was like a full day event. Like, you know, you just fucked up my whole rhythm. Okay, but anyway, so we go to this concert and... We drive from St. Louis to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Napier was ready to leave by 2 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the afternoon!
We saw three bands.
Napier had to take a shit, and he didn't want to shit in the porta potty, so he was done. He was like, okay, I'm about ready to go now.
Oh.
After like three
if
bands.
The
I thought you meant you didn't leave St. Louis until
waters,
2. I was like,
well,
why'd you even
no
go?
Water.
No. No, we got to this concert. I mean, tickets were like, you know, $40.
You're a grown man who can't shit in a porta potty?
No, it's not. It wasn't just
shitting in a porta
potty. Wasn't just.
Well, I mean, I avoid it, but I mean, if you're at an all day concert,
I'm
you paid money to be there.
It's
and
you an shit before you go.
Right.
You
don't eat the nachos.
I'm not saying it's an ideal situation. I'm saying that if it's 3 o'clock and you have plans till 11 o'clock, maybe you just go pinch one off and deal with it. Napier's ready to go by like 3 o'clock. I mean, we drove 4 hours. We drove longer than we were there. And Napier was ready to go.
The drive seemed more productive.
Why couldn't you just stay there, have him leave to go shit, and then come back?
Napier, why didn't you leave to go shit and then come back? Held it all day.
If I would have left, I probably wouldn't have come back.
What would you have done? Just
would have waited for you faggots
streets?
In the parking lot.
You'd have gone and hung out at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have hung out hitting
with
a Kansas
book.
City bra.
With all the semi-attractive bro.
I wouldn't say semi-attractive. I'd say five and a half, maybe.
I'll give her a 6.
Maybe a 6.
Well, I mean, obviously I haven't seen her in...
Well, yeah, it's been...
Yeah, who knows?
8, 9 years from nine.
But anyway...
I'd have let her blow me back in the day.
Would you have asked? Or would it have been like if she knocked on the door?
No,
and said,
like,
you know, hey,
like,
Paul,
you know,
if
she,
if
no,
I
wouldn't
love
have
to blow you
I would
now.
Never pursued. A
you wouldn't say, excuse me, ma'am, but would you blow me? But like, you know, she like knocked on the door and was like, hey, Paul.
Like I kissed her once, but that was because like we had a play. We were in a, we had you know, a kissing role.
No, now we're narrowing it down.
What?
I mean, oh, because they're going to research
my high school acting career. They're going to, wow, let's see, who were the other women and so they can find out.
You have a high
about.
School acting career?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember you. You did act in high school. I went to your shit.
He was the John Travolta of high school acting.
Masturbation videos and all.
Wow.
I had a class where I had
You're
to build all your
famous.
Fucking sets.
Oh, yeah.
We need you a lot more than you need us.
I had someone at work come up to me and say a line from a junior high play.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was actually awkward because, like, I didn't recognize her, and she was African American, and clearly she recognized me and knew exactly who the fuck I was.
Not only did she remember that you were in a play, but she remembered a line you said from the play.
That's creepy, dude.
You could have fucked her right there.
I mean, like.
I mean, like.
Maybe.
You probably wouldn't have even had to say
it. I never thought about it.
You probably
could
have just been
like.
You
could have at least finger blasted her in the bathroom. I like that word, finger blast.
It's fitting in with the theme today.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
She could have washed your Johnson in the bathroom.
By washing his Johnson, do you mean like Eddie Murphy coming to America, you brought the royal penis is clean, your highness? Or do you mean like...
Yeah,
like wax set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is there soap involved?
Well, there's mouth involved.
Oh.
How about mouthwash?
You leave mouthwash in your employee bathroom?
Yeah.
Is it at a nice place of work?
Yes. Maybe she has
maybe have a
purse.
Little towel guy in there who sprays you down
that
with,
would be
you know,
awesome. Like at PT's.
Good smelling things.
But if he watches, is that gay?
Not only if he shakes
no.
it off.
No, I mean,
that's
his
you.
Job.
I mean, if he's watching him getting a penis washing from some African American chick, then that's completely not gay at all.
I don't know how I could shit with like a doorman in the bathroom. Like, obviously that's his, like, you're shitting like in that dude's work area.
It's his job to be there.
Yeah, but at the same time,
you know, wash your hands, creepy. Let him hand you a paper towel, maybe buy one of the cigarettes that are on the counter and
See, that'd be the last thing.
I was
The cigarettes on the counter in the bathroom.
I bought a cigarette from a guy in the bathroom.
That's not going in my mouth, dude.
I was taking a shit. I don't remember where it was. It was somewhere public.
Can't smoke.
You know what? I think it was Ameristar, actually. I was taking a shit, and there was a guy in there cleaning the bathroom. And while I was in there, he mopped all of the stalls, including like the one on either side of me, and then just waited.
Well, he's got to get that last stall clean.
Yeah, he just waited for me to finish shitting.
It's a man who loves his job.
It was so depressing because, like, I walked out of there, and I was like, that guy's going to have to smell my shit. And that will be the only interaction me and him have. I mean, I touched his life.
I'm sure your shitting experience touched his life.
But, like,
you're like Dr. Phil of shit.
At that moment, I affected his life in that he had to smell my shit. And there will never be another, you know, chance for me.
So you're one up on this guy forever.
To pay
forever.
Just to pay it forward.
I got that guy.
I'll never be able to, like, you know, repay the favor and go smell his shit.
I bet he remembers his face. Like, Mike ever sees him at Taco Bell, he can just be like, "Hey, you shit guy, got you right there, homie."
He's like, "That makes two."
If you want to think about it like this, while you were pooping, little particles of poo were coming out. And then they swirled in the air and went into his nose. You win forever.
That's why I wouldn't smoke the cigarette.
See, I don't think of it that way.
Because the little particles
of poo. They discussed that on... Have you ever watched The League?
The League, yes.
The bathroom cubby thing. That's a genius idea, because that's true. Like, I will not bring food into the bathroom. I will not bring a drink into the bathroom. I won't bring anything into the bathroom, because then, like,
My phone, I do. I'm bad at sitting. I sit on the toilet and,
Oh, yeah, your phone. But
that, and then it goes, hey, what's up? What's happening?
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Whenever I'm in the bathroom shitting and, like, somebody I know is also in the bathroom, I always play Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work. I don't know. I just always do.
Not familiar with that Men at Work song.
Who can it be now?
The only Men at Work song would be
Phil Collins or something.
No, you're actually wrong. It's Men at Work.
Oh, okay.
I would start tapping the dude next to me, like with my foot, and start playing Invisible Touch. You start putting your foot under the foot under.
You tap like two or three times, see if he's down for giving you a handy.
Yep.
Turns out you can run for office in Minnesota or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. You know what I don't understand with that whole situation? Why do you have to have a code? I mean, like, you can't see the guy. Why don't you just be like, hey, buddy, you want to blow me?
Well,
dick suck right here.
You got to be mindful of the other people in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I think what it is if they know the code, they can, you can do your thing. If they don't know the code, it's not like, so the senator in the bathroom asked me to blow him.
Yeah.
This way it's just like, oh, he put his foot under my stall.
That's a good point.
Subtle.
But, I mean, like, I don't think I'd be, like, offended if, like, a gay guy was like, hey, do you want to blow me? I'd just say, no, thank you.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Napier would probably have a whole story for him.
I'm flattered, sir, that you would want my mouth on your penis.
Are you really, though? Because, like, is that, like, a high?
That's not a flattery.
Does it take much to be like,
like, you're not going to come back, hey, Laura, guess what happened to me today?
Some gay guy asked me to blow him.
When you say you're flattered because he wanted his mouth on your penis or whatever, like, or your mouth on his penis, like, to want someone's mouth on your penis, that's not that big on the scale of how much you would want someone, like, their mouth on your penis.
Hey, boy, you got a purty mouth.
That, you don't think that's, like, the peak of the gay experience?
A dick in your mouth?
Or you...
I would say that ass-fucking has got to be the...
No, because a girl can get ass-fucked by a dude. Definitely, like...
But a girl can also get mouth-fucked by a dude, too.
But, I mean, that would be, like, the highest compliment of...
But you can't... A girl can't put her dick in your mouth. That's the thing. That's why the dick in the mouth is way worse.
But I mean, that would be like, you know, the highest compliment that a gay man could give to another gay man is, you know, I'm so attracted to you that I'm going to blow you. Right? Or no?
Sure, maybe that way, but not I'm so attracted to you that you can blow me. That's not that big of a
no.
No.
Okay. Then that just makes you the guy in charge.
Right, this is you're getting blown, you know. Cool, good for you. As Bill Clinton said, that's not even like a sexual activity. No. That's
not a sexual relation.
And speaking of which, the article I read did say that John Travolta is a bottom.
So he gets fucked.
Yeah. Do you think he just like spread eagles it and just like goes?
Cool no. As far as sucking people. Dick, I think you know they both do both. But like when it comes to getting fucked, he's the one getting fucked.
I mean, he is John fucking Travolta. I mean, I'm sure he's nailed a lot. He's of not pelt hurt, to
hurting
his wall
for man pussy, you know?
Right.
Do you think if he when he was on with what is that show, Mr. Cotter? He did
welcome
it to that
back,
skinny, Connor. Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter. He did it to that skinny black dude.
You know what I'm feeling? I feel we're missing right now is a little bit of racism. We haven't.
we have been gay bashing.
We've got plenty of homophobia in there, but we do need
some
a little
misogyny. Yeah. We need some racism.
Did we get enough misogyny in there?
I don't know.
No, I don't.
We can always
like
do some more rape
jokes
talk
about like you know how women
funny
belong
rape
in
is.
The kitchen.
Well, I don't know. I normally come with some. I don't have any today.
Oh.
Do you know why women wear watches?
Why?
I don't know either. There's a clock on the stove.
Okay. Didn't I tell you that one?
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
It was.
There was no racism. We didn't get any racism.
I know, and you know what? When I said when Tom Potts was here, I was like, "Well, we're gonna have to white power it up,
no,
just like we did the last time."
You guys
I was here.
Play me for a racist all the time.
No, no. Last time we were here, like halfway through, I'm like, you know, if you listen to this, it might be pretty racist sounding, but you know, we really aren't. Yeah. But
who said that?
I did last time. We got a little
rewind the
tape. Oh, you mean when I was talking about how black people are similar to zombies?
Maybe
that is racist.
That sounds a bit.
There you go. We've touched on all areas.
It wasn't racist, though. What I was saying was,
how
who
is
created
that not-
zombies might have had some black stereotypes in mind that it was kind of similar. Like, you know, they walk slow.
And
so
do all zombies know
they're
other
very
zombies?
Fast.
And
they are very, very fast.
No, like
they have an extra muscle.
I knew we could racism. I knew this would. We're sparking energy into the conversation.
That's and like terrible. You know, like you know, when the zombies move in, people either you know run to get out, or they get bitten and become M&M.
I was going
to
say
it's
because
not best to walk to run from a zombie because then you tire easily. You have to
cardio
walk,
is the
walk,
number one.
Walk
route.
At a brisk pace.
Well, I mean, they'll catch up to you eventually.
I mean, they are zombies,
kind of like Jason. You know, he just keeps coming.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you move to St. Charles, they move to St. Charles, you know.
Do zombies have jobs?
No.
You're right. Zombies do not work.
It was a terrible, terrible thing to say, but I didn't. My mind was.
Zombies also
thinking.
Spread disease, don't they? Like.
No. My mind wasn't thinking, you know, I think that black people. My mind was thinking. Of the black stereotypes in the world, they are very similar
but
to zombies.
Still, you are in some way comparing zombies to black people. Yes or no?
Well, yeah, but not based on like...
yeah, but you said
not
yeah.
Based on my personal beliefs.
You're a racist.
Right, no, he's just observing.
That, I'm observing black stereotypes.
Yeah, he's not
so
a racist. He's
how
just-
is that not racist?
He's not a racist. He's just saying some things that might be racist.
If yeah. You
no, no, I
took
understand.
It wrong.
I understand. He was putting himself in the place of the person that made the zombies.
Yeah.
Oh. They were a racist son of a bitch.
Look,
you're
look,
like
Tom.
An actor, like
look,
John Travolta.
Tom, I'm an entertainer.
Like John,
okay,
like John Travolta.
I'm here to entertain
with racist jokes.
With yeah.
I'd be willing to venture you have zero black people to listen to this.
No,
no, that guy's not black.
He isn't?
No.
Torgal or whatever?
No. The one guy.
Horsefuggle?
No.
Guy?
No.
Horse
Mr. Hands?
He's Canadian. He's white as hell.
No, he's like from...
Canadian is also code for black person.
Well,
oh,
only
wait, now
here.
Now the cat's out of the bag.
you broke the code. Fuck.
Fairly certain they know what Canadian means.
I don't think they do.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Well, we'll test the theory on the way home.
Let's not.
How do you...
What?
Do black people know that Canadian is code for black person?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It is a code, but they don't know.
I have a lot of Canadians in my section.
Yeah.
Lots of Canadians.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though, because there isn't any black people in Canada. Yeah.
That's the point.
There is. Why it's so fucking under the table.
Mike Greer is Canadian. Kevin Weeks.
Anson Carter. Anson.
Jerome Ginla.
When the zombie apocalypse happens, it's going to take a long time for them to get up and get those Canadians.
You know what? I bet if there was a zombie attack, Freddie Brathwaite could just close his eyes and shut his mouth and go into a dark corner. The zombies would never find him. See you in hell, faggots.
You know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Just a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line for our podcast is 314-266-9363. Call and give us feedback, comments, topics that you would like us to discuss, whatever you would like. The website is wfodix.podbean.com. That is our home. You can find us on iTunes. We do have a blog up with occasional updates, pictures, whatever we talk about. Sometimes we will put up reference. That is wfodix.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at follow at wfodix. We're also on Facebook. So become a fan of us on Facebook. All that shit. We're everywhere. So thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Until next time.